It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac-a-Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac-a-Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac-a-Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. I see you just took down the Christmas decorations.
I did. It was going back and forth in front of my eyes. It was starting to hypnotize me. So it's about that time, I guess.
Pendulum.
Took the tree down this weekend. My wife had undecorated it before, so I disassembled it and packed it away for another year.
So you use a fall tree.
Well, yeah. I like real trees better, but a few years ago, I didn't get around to buying one until they were all gone, and we needed a tree, so we went out and bought one of the artificial ones, and we've just been using it ever since, I guess. So
yeah,
so
it's always there.
It looks good, but yeah, I still like a real tree. You got the joy of Christmas, all year long, because you step on a needle in July, and
cleaning
that kind of
up,
stuff.
Cleaning up all the pine needles, and
right, it's part of Christmas. Well, what's going on at the VA and the VA in your office?
Oh, not much. I was talking earlier. We are going to be closed next Monday for Martin Luther King Day, but okay. We'll still be on the air.
All right. Here. Yep, you will be here.
Yep. Other than that, there's grants out there available for. Veterans who have, tested positive for COVID-19, and there's also grants out there for distance learning, or for veterans who have children who are distance learning. So, by all means, call my office and see if we can help you out with that.
Okay.
So,
well, we're going to be talking about COVID vaccinations for vets today, but before we do that,
salute a veteran.
Let's salute a veteran.
Of course, today we're saluting Sergeant First Class Donald Ray Adolphson. Don was born on December 22nd, 1926 in St. Peter, Minnesota, and passed away on December 27th, 2001, a few days after his 75th birthday. He entered active duty on January 16th, 1951. He was part of the Minnesota Army National Guard of the United States Army out of the Dawson unit, and was honorably discharged a year and a half later on August 9th, 1952, at Camp Rucker, Alabama. He was a photo interpreter with Headquarters Battery, the 175th Field Artillery Battalion, which is part of the 47th Infantry Division, stationed at Camp Rucker, Alabama during the Korean conflict, as many local service members were. And so we thank you, Donald, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. That's off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, as I said, we're going to talk about COVID vaccinations are going to be starting up today for veterans, huh?
Yeah. A press release came out from the St. Cloud VA Healthcare Systems Public Affairs Office announcing they'll be start vaccinating its highest risk outpatient veterans with the Moderna COVID-19 vaccination today on January 11th. According to Brett Thielen, the director of the St. Cloud VA, we first provided Moderna vaccine to nursing home residents and healthcare personnel, and now we're ready to start a phased plan to offer COVID-19 vaccines to veterans who want to be vaccinated. St. Cloud VA is now scheduling enrolled veterans who are on dialysis, undergoing chemotherapy at a hospital or outpatient center, have had a transplant, are homeless, or are over 85 years of age or older for appointments the week of January 11th. Most vaccinations will be given in one central location, according to the chief of pharmacy, and veterans must be scheduled for an appointment to get a vaccination. The appointments will be held in Building 8, which is the auditorium at the St. Cloud VA, or at one of the VA clinic locations in Alexandria, Brainerd, and Montevideo. Dates for the VA clinic vaccinations are being finalized. Second dose appointment will take place 4 weeks later. VA healthcare teams will contact enrolled veterans who are eligible to get a vaccine during a specific phase of the nationwide distribution plan via letter. I received a letter this weekend from the St. Cloud VA discussing this at home, so I know they're sending them out to veterans who are enrolled there. The letter will contain instructions on how to set up a vaccine appointment. There is no need to pre-register or come to the facility to sign up. So, again, maintain your social distancing, and no need to pre-register. you'll be contacted when you're eligible, and instructions on how to set up an appointment in that letter. Veterans should not come to or contact a VA facility to receive a vaccine until an appointment is scheduled. Can't emphasize that enough. Vaccines cannot be provided to anyone who is not eligible based on national guidance for the current phase of vaccination that we are in. You can get up-to-date information on VA's COVID-19 vaccination webpage, which is va.gov/health-care/COVID-19-vaccine, and sign up to receive regular updates on VA's Stay Informed page, which is va.gov/health-care/COVID-19-vaccine/stay-informed.
And that will be in the...
That'll be in print.
In the print of the newspaper article, or they can contact you and you can...
Yes, I copied and pasted directly from the websites themselves. So, you know, I didn't change them in any way, and they're all there.
Okay.
A reminder that veterans eligible during this phase dissemination of COVID-19 vaccinations will be sent a letter outlining their eligibility for a vaccine and how to schedule an appointment. So I've had some people call me asking me when they're going to be getting them. I said that's up to the VA and national guidelines. So you can contact us at our office with any more questions, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And as always, you have that number.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse, garden, as you like to call it.
Garden level? Mm-hmm.
Yep. The east door is the only one open to the public, and my office is right there. So,
somebody asked me the other day, and how do you get your license tabs and stuff? And all you have to do is go in the east door there, right?
East door, and there's a front desk there that can take care of the tabs right there. So that's one way we're controlling... stopping the spread of vaccine by doing things in one easy, convenient location instead of tracking all the way through the building.
Yep, but that's handicap accessible down there.
Of course.
I think so.
Yep.
Okay.
And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. And again, our office will be closed next Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Great man who had, who did some great things. But again, give us a call, leave us a message, and get back to you as soon as we can.
Sounds good. And I just wanted to put in a plug for the VFW here in Madison. And I know the VFW in Appleton, and no doubt a lot of the others are opening as of today.
Yes.
With the governor easing up on some restrictions. The Madison VFW will be open at 3 p.m. today. They'll be open 3 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. And Saturdays, they'll be opening at noon. And bingo will be starting on Thursday the 14th with the winter hours. That'll be starting at 6:30. So,
I bet that'll make a lot of people happy.
Yeah, they'll be playing the bingo again on Thursday starting this week.
Yep, I'm sure maintaining social distance and requiring masks and all that stuff.
Just be careful out there. So,
yep.
In-house dining in a lot of restaurants. Grand Theater is going to be open again on Friday. So,
I might go watch a movie.
Yeah, come on and see Wonder Woman. Plenty of action for you.
Just might do that.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Again, you're going to be closed Monday next week at the courthouse.
Next week, Monday. We are open today.
But you will be here.
Yep.
All right. Josh Bettinger, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer. Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
On the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackbarrel County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.